Heyo! Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brenton. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm fired up. We've got some really great mailbag questions.
Yeah?
We got a bunch of SEC point spreads. I don't know if you've seen this, Shane. Quite a bit have been released. So we're going to get into that. And then final day here to get in on the action if you want your team featured on the fall camp preview series. But little teaser here, Shane.
Yeah?
I wanted to open with this one because it was such a unique question.
Yes.
This is directly from the mailbag. From Enchilada Steve. What a name.
My kind of name.
How much Tennessee legend does it take to make the Big Ten football enjoyable to watch?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it because I got three stores and you probably need to hit them all. Two locations in Sevierville. I shit on Big Ten a lot. You know that, right? I put them down, but brother, they're holding the belt right now, and they've been putting belt to us for quite some time now. So I'm not pushing on them as much, but I still hate the conference as a whole. But I do not, and I want to be crystal clear here, I do not hate Tennessee Legend Distillery at all. I love it. So be sure, if you are coming in Sevierville, this is either your first or last stop. It's a perfect location to grab some souvenirs on your way out. They've also got a wonderful location in Nashville, so be sure to check that out if you are in that side of town. And if you say, hey man, I can't get to Tennessee, right? Probation's not up yet. I can't leave state lines. That's okay. Go to your package store and tell them, we need this sent down to us. So if you do make it to one of these spots, don't forget you get a discount and you get a bonus gift.
Yeah, if you can't make it across state lines, you got to get your priorities right and get you the right kind of whiskey up there. You know what?
That's right. You really need some Tennessee Legend.
All right, Shane, as promised,
yeah.
Here is the updated fall camp series donation. Again, we're going to debut this series. Top three donations. These are going to be the teams. Ole Miss leading the pack right now. Ooh. Georgia right there. Now, A&M and Florida are tied, so we're going to need a tiebreaker here, Shane. Alabama, 5th. Texas, 6th. Missouri, 7th. Oklahoma, 8th. So this is a final opportunity.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you cheap bastards, you ain't going to be featured next week. So here it is right now, Shane, and it's looking likely that we're going to start with Ole Miss because Fred's back with another donation.
Baby, so off the top rope.
Ole Miss is already up to 200, so I you can almost lock them in.
Yeah.
To be in the first fall camp preview series.
They are sitting pretty, right? You know what I'm saying?
Look at that guy in their corner. I'm surprised you didn't see that.
I don't know if you heard me chuckle, but I did see what a cute little fella that is. And, hey, thank you, Fred. I really do appreciate it. And I'm looking for, you know, honestly, Mike, we've been doing this show for years. And I don't know if we've ever started a fall camp preview talking Ole Miss. You know what I'm saying? That was typically some of the teams that got left off there at the end if some crazy news hit the fan. But it looks like Ole Miss is used to the spotlight and they deserve it.
Looks like Oklahoma's in the mix now, Shane.
Yeah. You can't hide money over there.
Yeah, JP, let's get it started.
Thank you, cuz.
So now Oklahoma's going to be in the discussion as well. Yeah.
They're in the first week, man. You know what I'm saying? They are definitely moving up. That's the team. I mean, they got all this returning production. I got excited about the offense and defense that they're bringing back. Sooners, man. Maybe I've been out on them. I know Sooner fans are like, whoa, tap the brakes, Shane. Don't fall too much in love with my team.
And shout out Emily. She says, War Eagle, I'm poor now, like Auburn. Hey, and then we got Steven up.
Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven up.
Thank you, cuz. Appreciate it.
Bama's in the mix, too.
We showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
A little push to bump, Bama. Thank you, Steven.
Yeah, thank you.
Glenn Warsaw.
JP needs to make his own JP ring jingle.
Ooh, Glenn, appreciate you. Boomer Sooner.
Hey, thank you, cuz.
Looks like Oklahoma's locked in here, but then we got
P5. Don't you forget on MIC, cuz.
Damn, I'm trying to do like math in real time here, Shane. So right now I think it's Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Mizzou just got bumped up because of P5.
Thank you, Five. Appreciate
and
that.
And Oklahoma.
Ooh. Oh, man. What? That's awesome.
A&M in Florida just got the shaft.
Yeah. Hey, long as you're in that first grouping, right? That's, I mean, that's where we're at. And I love fall. If you've never seen fall camp preview, just to give you an example of what it is, Mike goes in full detail about everything from returning. It's literally a day for your football team. And then at the end, my favorite part is we get to put that hat on. If it's a P5, we put that MIZ hat on and optimistically we look at a season and set the ceiling. So, hey, I will tell you, a fall camp preview is exactly why I went to Columbia, is exactly why I shook hands with Eli Drinkwitz as he's doing the Tiger Walk, you know?
Yeah, just like Suter. Suter 135, Shady says, settle down, Mizzou. Thank you, Suter. And JP's back with another word.
Oh, thank you, cuz.
It's a long off season yet. Mike, can you do more than three? Well, maybe I rope Shane into doing four. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, we might have to because Janet just gave us $100, Shane. So
go, Dogs.
We got to do Georgia now, right?
Oh, shit. Georgia just moved up there. Georgia Dogs, man, I tell you, I was talking to somebody today, and I said, they were from Georgia, and I said, what do you think about them Dogs? He says, I don't know why people ain't talking about them. This is our year. And I was like, you know what? I think you're right. After that fall, after we start talking about all that returning production yesterday, I was like, why aren't we talking about them Dogs a little more? So thank you, Janet. Really appreciate that.
I like it because it's like Shane's asleep at the wheel, and then I wake him up to why I'm high on these teams. And he's like, you know what? Maybe you're right.
Yeah. I mean, when you put pen to paper, you may be onto something here.
Steven Up says, Janet, you single?
Steven, calm down.
All right. Let's get on with the mailbag before we get anybody in marital woes over here. We do appreciate all those donations. So we'll get to it. But, I forgot. SEC point spread, Shane.
Yes.
Now, I have a ton of these. These are all via DraftKings. So these are official. You can go over to DraftKings right now, not even a sponsor. Uh-huh. But they're the only ones that I've seen have posted these. So I'm going to run through a ton of these just because they're non-conference. They're not that exciting.
Yeah.
Before we get to the SEC one, chain. UTEP at Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored by 40.5. East Carolina at Bama. Bama's favored by 26.5. Kent State at Carolina. Carolina's favored by 34.5. Baylor, Auburn. Auburn by 7. That's in Atlanta. I think that one's been known for a little while.
Yeah.
Texas State at Texas. Texas favored by 30.5.
Not enough.
That's interesting. Texas State might be better than I thought. Missouri State at A&M. A&M favored by 38.5. Clemson at LSU. LSU 10.5. I think that's been known for a while. ULM at Mississippi State. Mississippi State favored by 28.5. How about this, Shane? Mizzou at Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've seen this line before, but Mizzou by 7. What's your thoughts on that?
That's an easy one. That's an easy bet right there. 7. Get out of here. It's going to be a tight game, right? It's a rivalry. It was ugly. It was ugly last year, and I loved it. And I think it's going to be even better this year as Mizzou goes that way. So definitely looking forward to that one. 7, that's a tight game, man.
Fred with another donation.
Oh, thank you, cuz.
This one's for you, Fred. Louisville, Ole Miss in Nashville. Ole Miss by 6.5.
Ole Miss by 6.5?
Over Louisville in the opener in Nashville.
Yeah, I know. I don't like that. I don't like that number. I wish it were a couple scores. But
I keep telling you, Louisville's pretty good.
Well, it's just going to be a crazy opening. Yeah, you talked about Baylor and Auburn. That's another one that's going to be a tight game. So Everybody's enamored with Clemson and LSU, but man, there's some good football games week one.
Hey, shout out between the hedges, Shane. You just gave us 50. But can I donate that Florida goes last?
Oh, nice.
He says, deduct my donation from Florida total instead of adding it to Georgia. Yeah. I mean, hell, we can do it that way, too.
Sorry, Florida. You're out.
Janet just sealed it. Georgia.
Dogs, jeez.
Dogs on dogs. Top.
Oh, man.
Can't hide that dog money. You know what?
No.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Georgia fans. Appreciate it.
He donated that money. Says, stay away from me, Steven. Up. Just kidding. All right. How about this line, Shane? Arkansas at Utah.
Yeah.
Utah by 10.
I don't.
That's lower than I thought it would be.
Yeah. I don't like that, though. I still don't like it, but that's an interesting one. It is being played at midnight, so.
All right. Now, these ones I'm going to have you guess because they're all SEC.
Yes.
Florida at Auburn. What do you think the line is?
Florida 3.5.
Pick them.
Ooh, tight.
It makes that game interesting, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, potential game of the year. LSU at Ole Miss.
Ooh, I'll go. Give me LSU 2.
Should have said Ole Miss. Ole Miss 1.5.
Perfect. See, look, them doubters already. Sorry, Fred.
How about Texas at Tennessee?
Texas at Tennessee? Tennessee 20?
Just not even close.
No. I'd say, no, seriously. Tennessee, I know. Yeah, Tennessee field goal.
Texas, 6.5. And I think it opened 8.5. It's already moved a little.
Yeah, they realize how good a bet that is.
How about A&M at LSU?
LSU... 7.5.
You're so off. LSU 3. How about Oklahoma at Georgia?
Ooh, Georgia 4.5.
10.
Oh, two scores?
You'll get one of these eventually. Georgia at Bama.
Georgia at Bama. Give me Georgia 6.
Bama by 3.
Damn. I am the worst gambler in the world. You know that, right?
How about Oklahoma, Texas?
Oklahoma, Texas. I'll go Texas 7.5.
Okay, you're close. 6.
Okay, finally.
Bama at Tennessee.
Tennessee by 1.
Wrong team. Bama by 1.5.
That's close.
How about Auburn at Georgia?
Auburn at Georgia. Give me Georgia 16.
Damn, you cheated on that one. 16.5.
Ah, told you I'm getting dialed in, cuz.
How about Ole Miss at Texas?
Ole Miss at Texas. Give me Texas 11.
Close. 9.5.
Okay.
But God, just listen to these games. I mean, this is an incredible lineup here. A&M at Bama.
A&M at Bama, I would say Bama by 6.
2.5. Mm-mm. Florida, Georgia, this year in Atlanta, a little different.
Georgia, 10.
12.5. Okay, how about Bama at LSU?
LSU, 8.
4. Mm-hmm. Cut that in half. 4 is a weird spread. Yeah. Georgia at Ole Miss.
Ooh, Georgia 3.
5.5. You got to double up all your bets now. And Tennessee at A&M.
A&M 7.
9.5.
Golly! What, are we bringing half our team?
How about Ole Miss at Oklahoma? Another great one.
Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Give me Oklahoma by 3.5.
4. You about nailed that one. LSU at Tennessee.
Tennessee 1.
LSU 1.5.
I'm more sound Honda every Tennessee one.
How about A&M at Oklahoma?
Oklahoma by no, pick them.
Should have trust your first instinct. Oklahoma 2.5.
Okay.
And then Texas at A&M.
Texas by 2.5.
2.5. And then last one here. I told you there was a bunch of them. Tennessee at Vandy.
Oh, man, so far out.
You're going to have to do some miles if you get this wrong.
Dude, I'm going to say Tennessee by 12.
Three
scores.
3 points. That's it, man. Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
They're hating on Tennessee.
But this is the best time. Like, if you're not an avid gambler, right, this is the time. This is the time to get those bets in. If you really feel confident about your team or you feel not so confident about your team, this is the time to get those bets in because they change immediately after week one. Hell, they'll change prior to kickoff. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point, Shane. Right now is the best time to get some value.
Yes.
In a lot of these.
Yeah.
And there's very little to no value as they get closer and closer. They get, because the odds makers get dialed in, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
So, again, this is according to DraftKings. Mm-hmm. Not a sponsor. Probably should be. But I'd give you a promo code if I could. You know what?
But till then, don't go to them.
Save that money till they sign up. You know what?
That's right. Use it at Tennessee Legend. That's a bet that always wins.
All right, buddy. You ready to dive back into this mailbag?
Let's do it.
All right. Shout out Colt 45. Cool name. Promo code Sorsby. That's my entry.
Damn.
Oh. Maybe we can try to get that one this year.
Yeah, we went from money mater to sword. Yeah, what quarterback gets hit next year?
All right, great question here from Colt. He's an official cousin, Shane. You know what that means. We always answer official cousins' questions here.
Mm-hmm.
All 16 head coaches stranded on a desert island. Who survives the longest? Who survives the shortest? And who ultimately are alive at the, you know, when the rescue boat finally comes.
All 16 coaches, who survives, who doesn't? Man, that's a great, great question. We're going to have to do some groupings here, you know, because I think fit guys, the fittest of the fit will be toward the top. So I'm looking at Summerall. I'm looking at Coach Lee. I'm looking at, who am I missing? Who's another help?
I mean, Lane Kiffin's pretty fit. I feel like Kiffin would be like a mastermind.
He's one of those, like, if you ever watched that Survivor or whatever, he's the one that's scheming, and then they get groups together, and then he backstabs somebody.
People that are his competitors against one another.
Yeah. I mean, if we didn't ask what kind of island it was either. If it was a cold island, that moves Elko up the list, right? Hypel, those boys, got a little extra.
Not many cold islands, are there? I guess there are, but...
There are, but I think what he means is a hot one. So let's go ahead and eliminate Josh Heupel and Coach Elko, even though Elko's smart, you know. I
had those two as my first two off the...
Yeah, those are the first two. You know, honestly, I think I would also put Venables up there right now, coming off of neck surgery, a little vulnerable, can't lift much, you know. So I'd put him up there. I'd put, we're talking about getting off the island first. I think you got to go to Auburn here. That's the other one. Big guy, likes to eat, probably doesn't, you know, I don't know. I just feel like he'll be off. Drinks not far behind. I'd go Drink. I'm going through the teams here. Kirby Smart would be up there. I think they'd all listen.
Silver Fox.
I forgot. Jeff Lebby. Jeff Lebby's like one of the top three going. No offense if you're a huge Lebby guy. Shane Beamer then. I mean, he's fit. The reason I haven't mentioned Lane, because again, I feel like he's scheming. Sarkisian's going to be in this mix.
Mm-hmm.
Then let's see. We're going. The Steiner recliner is in better shape than you think. You just probably haven't seen him much, but I think this would be a good time for him to kind of bounce. And then, okay, now we get rid of Lane. He backstabbed the wrong person. And then I say Lee. No. I say Summerall, then Lee. That's kind of the order. I think Lee would be the last one.
Hey, shout out. We got a donation here, Shane, from Chase. He got depressed after watching returning production episodes. Which two defenders emerge as stars for Missouri this year? Well, they're hyping up Darius Smith to no end.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming in from Georgia. He's been banged up, but you know, if he can stay healthy, he's probably one. And then I think Robert Woodyard, the transfer from Auburn, is going to be, I mean, he was good at Auburn.
Yeah.
Now he's going to have to step up and be, you know, their new linebacker replacing guy that jumped to the NFL. So those would probably be two standouts. And the dude's name is escaping me, but they have a safety that is supposed to be a freak athlete, like one of the fastest guys on the teams, one of the strongest guys for his size on the team. So, I mean, they're not devoid of talent. They're just devoid returning production.
Yeah.
And Missouri's done a really good job of bringing in transfers that hit. If they really got to have to do it on the defensive side this year, otherwise it is going to be a struggle bus here.
Yeah.
Santana Banner is his name.
The safety. Real quick, just before we get too far away, I left Ole Miss and Bama off. So I put Kalen probably in that first tier to get off the island. And I would also throw
it.
I would also throw in Cheat, you know, just, I mean, he's fun. Everybody likes him. So he probably won't be the first one gone because he's made a friend or two, but he's gone. He's cooked. One thing about Mizzou, man, is we said that about the guys that just went to the NFL draft when they came over, right? So when I think about what Drink has done with these guys, it just seems like he always finds running backs and he always finds good defenders, right? So
yeah,
until that misses, it's tough for me to kind of say, well, they're going to take a step back because of all the talent that's gone, but I do think that Drink is really good at identifying talent on that side of the football.
Old Elko.
Poor Elmo. And looks like a singer. Yeah. Now, if it was tug of war, you know, I'd want him in my corner.
He's an anchor down there. You know what?
Dude, we used to do that in middle school every year. You know, I went to middle school for 4 years, so I had to get a fourth one in there every single year. I was the anchor of every tug of war team. And we never lost, man.
All right, Shane, move it on. Cousin Kyle, loving good, official cousin. We appreciate you, buddy. Shane, if you had to pick one SEC head coach,
yeah,
that would make the best diet accountability partner to scream at you if you're eyeing a cheat meal, which coach you going with?
That's a good one. He said scream, right? I don't know. I would probably go with, my first reaction was Lee, but I honestly, he's not a screamer. So John Summerall, he'd be one of those that would just kind of like put you down. I could just see it now. He just, you know, he just got that in him. Like, he'd be like, come on, you fat bastard. Come on. You know, so I'm leaning John Summerall because I wouldn't want to go to a trainer that's, you know, 400 pounds, you know, even though he may have a good plan for me and stuff like that. So I'm not going to, I shouldn't compare Elko to 400, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he would help, but I think I want to learn from somebody that like is in good shape. So I'll go Summerall here.
I think you missed it, Shane.
Nah.
Who's got the most
Kirby Smart, maybe.
Vicious viral clips that leak out?
I didn't think about that. Yeah. As soon as you said it, you know what? Change it all.
There's no way you're going to eat that meal while he's screaming his head off at you. You know what?
And he would say it too. You ain't going to eat that, are you?
And then he also asks, shout out Kyle. He says, who would be the worst influence?
Influence?
It's got to be like Elko, Heupel, or Lebby.
Heupel. It's for me, And I mean, he yo-yos like the best of us, but the man knows all the spots where I'm at. So, and I feel like he's one of those guys that once he's like off the way, like I've been locked in for 3 days. And then once I cheat a little bit, it's like, dude, do you want to go here? And I'm like, hell yeah, we want to go here.
All right. Then shout out Cousin Kyle. He's got one more.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. So I didn't quite answer it. And I'll tell you why here. So he says, rank the 16 SEC quarterbacks. This is an interesting metric he's got. He says, leash length. Who gets benched first? You know, who's got a blue chipper pushing them? Who's got the longest leash? Who has zero safety net, basically? So basically, he's just asked about the quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in years past, I think this is a phenomenal question and something we think about all offseason. But I think this is one of the biggest problems. And again, remember, we've supported players getting paid and all this, that, and the other. But with the transfer portal and with money getting paid now, you just can't really stack quarterback rooms. And I think that is a, you know, you're obviously playing with fire all across the SEC.
Yeah.
I only have four, Shane, where I think it's like even debatable where you can like switch guys. And that's Arkansas, Florida, Tennessee, and Alabama at this point. So basically everybody else is like all like, just an example. I'm not trying to shit on anybody, right? But Missouri is, I know they have they got Zollers, but they are all in on Austin Simmons. If Simmons isn't good, Missouri's not going to be good this year.
Yeah.
Auburn, they're all in on Byron Brown. If he's not good, they're not good. And we go on and on. It doesn't have to be a transfer. Carolina, Sellers, Mateer, Oklahoma, Arch Manning, Texas, on and on and on. You just can't really stack quarterback rooms anymore. And you could hope that you got like a freshman or redshirt freshman or whatever that we just haven't seen yet. And maybe he'll catch fire when he gets thrown in there. But I just don't think the way these teams are constructed now.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to bench Arch Manning because they do have a freshman they really like, but are they going to turn the keys over to him? I mean, it's like our starter or bust these days.
Yeah. Which ones were the four teams that you mentioned? Arkansas,
Florida, Tennessee, and Bama. And basically, these are just the ones that don't have an established starter.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue with that. Part of me wants to throw Vanderbilt in the mix, you know, just because you got a freshman quarterback, but they're all on with that kid.
Right.
Maybe, I don't know. Anybody else? Is there anybody else?
I mean, even Kentucky, they're like all in on Minchie.
Yeah.
If Minchie's not good, they're not going to be good.
Yeah, that's good. Good point. I can't argue. The only, maybe LSU, and I know they love this guy, right? But one thing Lane Kiffin shows you, it doesn't matter how much you're paying him. He's going to put the best quarterback out there. So
here's an example. Shout out Carolina Jackpot. He says, if anything happens to Sellers, we are in excellent hands with Cutter Woods. Strutting and cutting. I mean, hell, maybe they are, right? But to my knowledge, Woods has literally never played a meaningful snap of college football. Again, maybe he's awesome, but that's across the board. It's because like we just can't keep these guys. We don't develop them. They hit the portal. It's wild, you know.
Doesn't it always feel like that happens though? Like your guy goes down, they bring in a backup. He has a great game. Right. Maybe he doesn't win the game he comes in, but the next game he tears it up. And they're like, oh, shit, this guy's been on the bench the whole time. And then they figure out the next week, you know, now that they got game footage on him. And then you're like, oh, man, I wish Lenoris was back.
Well, and I was even thinking, Shane, remember like last year, LSU went out and got Michael Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what? Mississippi State starter is going to go back up at LSU.
Yeah.
Well, by God, that's like the best quarterback room in the country. They were all terrible. You know what I mean? Like, so even when you think you've got this deep quarterback room, it doesn't even play out that way. You know what?
Hell, I said it when Swan went down there. I was like, buddy, you saw what he was doing at Vanderbilt, you know?
So, I mean, it's just a different era. I wish there was, you know, three deep at quarterback in the SEC. That's, you know, it's probably going to be a better product, but we are far and away from that these days.
I feel like there's a little more a little more depth, but just unproven depth this year in the SEC. But I mean, I feel like you got to have it. You have to have.
I think you're wrong, Shane. I mean, I think if they don't play in within 1 or 2 years,
yeah,
at quarterback, they just go.
Right, but I just feel like there's been a lot of seasons where the quarterback one goes down at some point. Maybe for a game, maybe half a game, yeah, something like that. You're going to lose them, and I do feel like there is some quality out there. I mean, I may be wrong, but I do feel like this is a little bit better than it was this time last year. I thought it was a little more top heavy last season.
Mm-hmm. You know what Fred says?
What?
He says, go Rams! But now they've got Deuce Knight, right? So again, yeah. I feel like they got to be feeling pretty good, but I mean, even that is like, that may be the best quarterback group in the SEC.
Yeah.
And the backup has played like one game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's played more than one, but one start.
Yeah.
And then we're like, wow, he got a backup that started again. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like an outlier now.
You know, Fred's going to get us back when he charges his rent to sleep on his couch for that Ole Miss LSU game.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, cuz.
All right, so shout out Cousin Glenn Warsaw, Shane, official cousin. Good question. I think we've answered this one a few times this offseason, but hey, I like it. It's a good one. In terms of win totals, which SEC team, Shane, will have the biggest improvement from last season? So basically, who's jumping up?
Yep.
And which SEC team will have the biggest regression? Who's jumping down?
Yes. Jumping up, it's going to be LSU. That feels like an easy one. I would probably put Florida at that second tier, just because you've won me over.
It's like you're reading off my notes here. That's exactly what I have.
Would you have honorable mention Auburn too?
They're certainly in the running. How about the more I hear from Steiner Recliner, I like him.
Yeah.
But this schedule's just a damn bear.
Oof. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, it is.
So I can't really, I'd like to put them in the conversation, but I can't do it.
Yeah. But I mean, they really had some great ads too, so I don't know. I'm not sending them out to pasture, but we're talking about most likely to have a large impact in this season. And I think Kentucky's going to be kind of a build deal. Now on the opposite end, because
you always get this wrong. I want to see if you get it right this time.
Yeah. I don't want to say it, man. Let me say. Shit, Mike. Let's go Ole Miss Rebels. Sorry, Fred. I think we take a little bit of a step back this year.
That's what you say literally every time, Shane.
Texas A&M right there.
Well, I think you said that once too.
Yeah.
It's got to be Vanderbilt, right? Oh, 10 shit. Wins.
Damn, you're right. Damn. Yeah, but I did mention three teams, even though you asked for one.
Yeah, so that I like to say one. This too. Yeah, yeah, you missed it at Ole Miss. You missed it at A&M.
Yeah. No, no. Steven up. Mute it. I'll get you through this one.
Hey, and then Carolina's. Hey, we missed one here. A candidate. I'm just less confident in them, but a candidate to make that big jump up
for sure. Even year,
the Gamecocks.
Yeah, feels like the season. I mean, I really do think South Carolina is going to be a better football team. They're going to be more exciting to watch.
Good.
Yeah.
And sneaky bad times.
I felt like South Carolina, when they got behind, it was over. I don't think that's going to be the case this season. I feel like Briles and Sellers, they've sat in a room for 3 days. We're not leaving here till we figure this out. And I do feel like South Carolina is going to have a much better offense, and the defense, I think, will have improvement too. But I just like South Carolina as a whole better.
Hey, shout out Josie for the donation.
Thank you, guys.
Give one to every SEC team but Georgia, Georgia Tech, founding SEC team here. Also, Shane, how do you feel about Georgia Tech, Tennessee? I keep hearing Tennessee by a country mile, but I feel it should be close. Before you answer, Shane, let me let me tell the cousin. I haven't even told you this, but I had a really good interview with David Hale. I think he's the best writer ESPN has these days on college football. So, and he covers ACC.
Yeah.
So we talked a lot about this game and a lot of other things. He was just at the SEC meeting. So I'm going to put that out this weekend. Just a little teaser for a really good conversation with David Hale.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I never feel good about these games. Anytime we've ever played an ACC team, I've been hurt many a times. I think of some NC State games, of some North Carolina games, you enter any team from the ACC, it just feels like now, I personally feel like we should beat Georgia Tech, but not by a country mile, but I do think that we should. My concern, though, is when it's being played. And, being early in the season, I feel like that's the only concern I have. Coming off a Furman game, you're going to be like, oh, man, we figured it out. But I feel like on the road, you're going to have some bumps and bruises. And if we've got a young quarterback back there, there may be some mistakes. And can this defense bail them out? And, did the defense bail us out at all last year? So, yeah, definitely concerned about that game.
Do you remember the game? I'm trying to think of the year. I think it was 2017. Tennessee, Georgia Tech opened in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that was the game Tennessee gave up 400 rushing yards.
Yes.
And they lined up like 2.5 yards off the football. They were like, this will solve the triple option.
They didn't even put hand in dirt, you know? Like, what are we doing? So, yes.
They were fortunate. That was one of their – I think they won 2 or 3 games that year. Somehow that was one of them.
It reminds me a lot of that West Virginia game over in Charlotte they went to. And remember the got in trouble for doing drugs down there? I shouldn't say drugs. Steroids. Yeah. And it kind of like, dude, we're going to wax these guys. And then about 3 quarters in, I'm like, dude, we are getting smoked. So I hope that doesn't happen.
All right. Shout out Cousin Strat Man, official cousin. Here's his question, Shane. Best player from each team that will go to SEC Media Days.
Oh, do we have? No, they kind of do that a little bit closer.
They do, so dumb. They announce it like 10 days prior.
Yeah.
So you have limited time to study the players.
I really think a lot of this is going to be pretty cut and dry, right? Most of them are quarterbacks. I'm looking at the teams, Trinidad.
Yeah, I got Trinidad. I got Arch. I got Mateer, yeah. Lenore Sellers, Marcel Reed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any transfers aside from Byron Brown.
Yeah.
I hear he's a leader down there in Auburn already. A gunner, of course, at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Bama I struggled with, but I said Ryan Williams. Just we'll see what nails he shows up with. That'll be kind of fun.
What stuffed animal he's holding.
Arkansas, Quincy Rhodes, the big defensive lineman, bringing him back. Florida, Jaden Ball.
Yeah. You said Marcel Reed, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Kentucky was a hard one, but I went with Ty Bryant, really good defensive back.
Yeah.
LSU, Whit Weeks.
Yeah.
Mississippi State, Isaac Smith. Missouri, now they probably won't, but I'd love to see Ahmad Hardy back at full strength at Media Days. That'd be phenomenal. Tennessee, Deshaun Bishop, and then Vandy, I said, Sed Alexander, one of the better running backs in the conference.
Yeah. Yeah. Nailed
any
it.
Any of those you hate?
No, I don't hate any of them. I love Media Days, and I hope we get a couple of these guys to the table because they're fun, right? They're all script. Boy, they train well. I'll tell you, these guys are tough to break, but every now and then we get them, one of or two of them to open up a little bit.
Simply said, hey, appreciate you, Simply.
Hey, thank you.
I'd love to see that SEC podcast interview. Arch, Sark, and Coleman.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, them boys ain't getting nowhere near this table. Arch, that's the thing. Arch and Mateer, they were like rock stars coming in there. Even Pavia to an certain extent. These guys were just tied up with ESPN the entire time. Now they did get over to like a CBS booth or something, you know, but making it over to that SEC podcast, no. Now we'll get who's blocking for them. You know? We attract the linemen, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it is. It always seems like they send the linemen to us, which, hell, those are our favorite players anyway. Yeah. You know what?
Where do you like to eat, big guy? A lot of Tennessee, absolutely. Mizzou, all right. I guess Mizzou.
Shout out Eric Ingerbrotson. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. He's an official cousin, Shane. What are the percentage chances that Lane Kiffin, now here we got three of them here, percentage that he goes to the playoff? And I assume he means year this one? Year.
Yeah.
I don't really, he doesn't say, but I assume that means this year.
25%.
Oh. I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
I figure you're going to go a lot higher.
Tough okay. Schedule.
What are the chances he shits the bed and has three losses, including one bad loss, and misses the playoffs? So, yeah, that's kind of what we're going with, 75%.
I would say, I'd probably, being conservative, I'd probably say 50%, you know?
I think, yeah, shit the bed is like four or more losses.
I would think so. Yeah, three losses, but that's the standard. That's, yeah. I mean, that's what he's brought down there, so.
They should not be losing more than four.
Uh-uh.
And even 8-4. That
can we see, let me see their schedule one more time. I mean, it's a doozy.
It's not unbelievable, right?
Is there any games they're going to be underdogs in?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Texas, right?
For sure. They're Ole Miss. They just were.
So there's two. Clemson. Is there a spread on that one yet?
Yeah, they're LSU's favored by 10.5.
Oh shit! Okay,
Bama's an interesting one. A&M's an interesting one.
Tennessee,
at Tennessee, at Auburn. We'll see how good those teams are, but
it's just tough, man. We got nine games. I mean, I feel like I think it would be a success if you go 9-3.
Yeah,
with this schedule, I think you can make an argument they should be in. But he did say an ugly loss, so. Hopefully that's the Tennessee Vols November 21st.
He simply says, well, then get Muschamp. Man, I had it in to get Muschamp in studio. I was trying to get that happen last football season.
Yeah.
Missed it.
It's a window.
He was unemployed. Well, yeah, unemployed. Retired, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. I guess you can't say retired because he's back, but.
We got some connections. Maybe we can call him. It'll have to be after the season. Now they're full go.
Yeah. Hey, shout out Squidbelly, Shane, official cousin. When y'all come to College Station this year for Tennessee, are you going to do a cousin meetup? We don't have anything official, but I'd like to, my plan was to line something like that up, trying to, that SEC podcast, cousins and Texags and reach out to Lucci and see if he will organize, because if he organizes, it'll certainly happen. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And absolutely. He'll know where to go and everything like that.
Absolutely. I would love nothing more than to do that. That would be awesome and looking forward to it. We always see Lucci when he's in Nashville. So it's about time we go down there and see what life is like in College Station. See how the other half lives.
Yeah. All right. And then he's got another one here, Shane.
Yeah.
Which SEC program has done the most the least over the last 5 years? Ooh, who do you think who's overachieved, basically, what he's asking.
With the least.
The last 5 years only is what he's talking about.
I got to go with, because some people have, I'd love to put Hopple in there, but we're talking least. He's not least. I would think maybe drink. Potentially, I mean, I wouldn't even say Lane Kiffin because they ponied up. So, Clark Lee, I feel like, you know, you got to, he's had really two successful seasons, but it's not five. So,
yeah,
I'll go drink here on this one just because of the duration of time.
Yeah, I would say them as well. But again, yeah, I think Ole Miss is right there too, like you said. Yeah. But just because they've been getting donations, that to me is just even the playing field.
Yeah.
With Bama's and Georgia's, and they've been neck and neck. So,
and he created it.
Right. So I think there as well. I mean, Vanderbilt just had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
And the year prior was pretty good, but they were pretty piss poor the other year. So yeah. I'm not putting them in that class. How about we reverse it?
Yeah.
Who's done the least with the most? I think this is an easy one.
Least with the most. Last 5 years, probably it'd have to be your Steve Sarkisian.
No, I was going to say Auburn with Hugh.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, Coach Kelly in that case, LSU.
Yeah, he's up there too.
Yeah. I was thinking active coaches, 5 years was important. Even though playoffs being made, I feel like that's not good enough for Texas right now. They want to win a title, and there's been some years that it looked like it was kind of teed up, like this year.
They better get it done.
Yeah. What about Kirby last 5 years? No.
He's won 4 SEC titles. I mean, that's pretty.
I know the bar. I'm just talking about the bar here.
Multiple national championships, right?
Yeah.
I think that's good enough.
Getting them fired up.
Hey, shout out JP.
Thank you.
Could show you guys some real Texas barbecue when you're out there, but you have to break out those A&M chant dances. No, we ain't doing that.
Hell no. I've already done that one. Never making that bet again, JP.
That's like a one and done situation. Yeah, you know what?
Absolutely. About blew my knee out.
I like this. Oh, damn it. I think I forgot to upload this.
Yeah.
Shit. I did. Shout out Simply. What were your thoughts when Texas and Oklahoma joined the SEC? And did you want 2 other teams? So I literally said, I went through the archives. I mean, it wasn't that good, but I was going to upload it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because we didn't even have video back then. It was just an audio podcast, but there is you can find it on YouTube. And Shane starts singing, Oklahoma. So that was kind of the funniest part of it. But yeah, you did say if they were going to add 2, I thought it would be, you said Oklahoma and Clemson, which I guess is not far off. But
yeah,
other than that, you know, we were definitely in favor of it because we knew we were getting 2 of the better programs and fan bases in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, there's nobody I would rather want in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, I thought there's no way Texas would leave, right? Longhorn Network, like they got everything made down there. I just figured, hey, Oklahoma, like A&M, let's just get out of town. Let's do our own thing. And then, you know, trying to pick a team. Because remember, we were east and west at the time. Yeah. So I had to pick a team over here on the east side. So
that is literally also what you said during that. You were like, damn, does that mean Bama and Auburn are coming to the east?
Yeah.
And Tennessee was sucking at the time. And you were like, I don't like it.
No, because there was some restructure maps coming out, and I did not like what the East looked like.
Uh-oh, Chase getting in on it. I say Oklahoma's done the least with the most. 2 6-win seasons.
I mean, valid point.
That's
5
That's
years.
Fair.
That's fair.
I mean, but only 2 of one of those in the SEC.
Yeah. That's even worse, though, you know?
Well, that's true, but I just think – I don't know. I just think it's a different level over here. You know
what? Yeah.
Simply curious, if Texas or Oklahoma wins the Natty this year, has there ever been another team that has won 2 in different conferences?
I mean, I'm sure if you go way back, I'm trying to think who has that. I'd be guessing, man. I'd be guessing. Think of coaches that have done it, but not a lot of conference realignments in my time on this.
Miami
planet.
Almost did it last year, right? Because they were Big East and then ACC.
Yeah.
That may have been the closest that comes to mind for me.
How many Sewanee have? Well, Georgia Tech? What about Georgia Tech? They got an ACC one? That'd be one.
That's true. They have an ACC national, a shared national championship.
Yeah. So maybe throw them in the.
Mike says Oklahoma, Big 8 and Big 12, but isn't that the same thing? They just added a couple.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I think that's the same damn thing.
I'm trying to think of some of the Pac teams. USC, they've bounced around. I don't know.
This ain't the national podcast. It's not been done in the SEC, I'll tell you that.
No. Georgia Tech didn't either, did they? Did the Georgia Tech win one when they were in the Southeastern Conference?
I'm aware of.
Okay. All right.
They got out of here early because they how difficult it was. You know what?
Yeah, they saw 9-game SEC and they said, ha-ha.
All right, shout out Steve-O, Rolo, official cousin. After the returning production episodes, oh, big cuz, getting smaller cuz, seems rather impressed with BB and the boys. Have we somehow shifted Shane's sympathies towards the Palace on the Prairie?
Yeah. I'm there's a few. I told you. I was looking at Georgia. I was looking at Oklahoma. I was looking at Florida for sure. It's just surprised me. You know, when you put it together, Mike, I had anticipated some of that, but Oklahoma and Florida especially, no. And Georgia to that extreme. So, but I try not to take too much stock in it because we talked about the weight of that. Right. And because we didn't talk about transfers and new coaches and scheduling and whatnot.
And that's what the fall camp preview is all about, bringing that all together.
Yes, that's right.
Just like JP, appreciate you. It's called a rebuild, Chase. Remember, OU only had 4 seasons in the last 20 with less than 10. Damn, that's pretty impressive. Really was scared of the SEC and ran, but we still here.
Is that true? Only has 4 seasons in the last 20 years with less than 10 wins. Wow, that's awesome. But 67% all statistics are made up on the spot, so I'd have to fact check you, JP.
All right, hey, last one we've got here. No food questions. Surprising,
interesting,
very surprising, very surprising. Shout out Nolo, official cousin. I think we've done this one too here recently as well. But he's an official cousin, Shane. So we're gonna answer it. If you could put together a super team, which players would you choose in the SEC? Quarterback, receiver, running back, tight end, offensive line. Remember, we did this recently.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, if I can recall exactly what you said. You said Trinidad.
Yes.
Cam Coleman.
Yes.
I think you said Ahmad Hardy and Kewan Lacy.
Yeah.
LSU tight end. Tredez Green. Then we said Tennessee offensive line.
Yes. That's exactly what we went with.
And probably Ole Miss kicker. He was incredibly awesome.
Did you see the video of the Florida State kicker that's floating around? They're like, this guy kicked a quarter mile, and then somebody quote tweeted it and says, you're going to need him.
Oh, cashed in last month's beer cans to support my state. There's only one. I guess we're opening, Shane, the fall camp preview series with Tennessee.
Bro,
coming out of nowhere.
Go Vols, baby.
They weren't even in the discussion for the leaderboard.
God, I got to take my shirt off? Or what do we do here? I don't know. You want me to do a dance?
Do another A&M dance for us. Appreciate your ball, Tiger. So it's going to be Tennessee.
Hell yeah.
When we come back, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Georgia. I think it'll probably be Georgia second, Ole Miss third. Yeah. But that's what it's going to be.
Damn.
It may be Oklahoma. I'll have to recalculate. Oh, Georgia donation. Shit.
Tennessee is not so fast, my friend. Tennessee cannot have nice things when Georgia is still in this conference. We may not have them on the schedule, but Janet decides when they get to air.
Something tells me Janet owns a gas station.
Oh, God.
All right, so it'll be Georgia and Tennessee.
Hell yeah.
And then I'll have to do the calculations, but it'll either be Oklahoma. Uh-huh. Missouri was in the running and Ole Miss. So
Wow. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. And don't forget, cousins, are you in here? And we have some official cousins because we got us an Only Cousins show coming on next. So look forward to doing that. Going to have some phone calls. So hopefully they save some of those food questions. So
yeah, JP, laugh out loud. My inability to not be passionate about my team is why I don't have a live mic during these shows. Involved Tiger Woods of Tennessee with the Walker.
Oh, man. Oh, Georgia got us.
Damn, yeah, all right. So
it was like last year's football game, wasn't it? We thought we had it and just couldn't kick a field goal.
All right. So, like I said, I got one interview.
Yes.
Already done. That'll for sure be posted this weekend.
Yeah.
I've got another one scheduled to be recorded tomorrow morning. So, as long as that goes off without a hitch, we'll have two episodes dropping over the weekend.
Yes.
On the channel. So be on the lookout for that. And we're about to do Only Cousins. Just give me a minute to set that up. Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here?
Just a little selfish plug. If you get a chance, jump over to the Fat Channel, SEC Cousin Shane, and give that last video a thumbs
up. It's getting really fat over there.
It's getting, bro. We're in it. A lot of people are asking, hey, Shane, how are you losing so much weight? What is this drug you're using? Well, I give you step-by-step on what I'm using, and it may help you, may not. I don't know. I did a lot of research to find it, so I figured I'd make a video show you how I did it.
Yeah.
Henry.
I know I kid, but I was watching it. I think it is, if you are considering being more like Shane, we should all be more like Shane. But if you're like Shane, you know, and you got questions, I mean, hell, he really does put in the time and answer tough questions that a lot of you may have if you're in a similar boat. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah. And I'm learning too, right? You know, I'm not used to being skinny, but this new life. Like, I went to El Torito today and didn't finish my meal. I only had one tamale, too, you know? So it's just,
I'm telling you. Were they out of tamales?
No, they just came out. And I did have some chips, right? But I'm like doing one meal a day, and then I'm doing a whole bunch of protein. So it's been awesome, man. It really is. And to feel what a normie is, but I do appreciate all the support coming over and giving me a thumbs up and hanging out, you know, because it's a community and I love our family. I love everybody in the show, so I appreciate all the support. I really do.
And we had a new family member, Shane. Hopefully he shows up for the Only Cousins Big Sniffery.
Oh man, we all got one of those in our family.
Welcome to the family. All right, we're going to launch out here in just a minute. It takes me just a minute to get it hooked up. But until then, if you're not a cousin, we will see you a couple more times over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back on Monday with Steven and maybe Crazy Marler. But until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.